Begin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gitt in Bavli, Daf Ayin Ches. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Heir Med Aleph. 8 lines up from the foot of the page. Ula Bar Yishmol. Ula Bar Yishmol Amar Le'alsa Aldaito L'Shchis Bekalasa. Ula Bar Yishmol said that our Mishnah says that she's divorced when he threw it into a basket. Even though her husband acquires what his wife acquires, it never crossed his mind to acquire her basket. He's not interested in it. Ike Atzmacha Shehaisa Kalasa Shel Zav. The Gemara asks, well, think about it. If her basket was made out of gold, surely he would want it. The Gemara answers all the more so, it never crossed his mind to acquire her basket since it's an ornament for her. The Yochan says this is only if she used it at the time. Then he lends to her its place. If not, it is considered the buyer's kli in the sefer of shus, which does not acquire. It's tied to her, and therefore it's like a hand. Yosef says this is when it's raised above the ground due to her when she stands. If it drags on the ground, it's not like her hand. And the support for Yochanan for the Oisha is from a baisa. Even if he threw to her into her pot, she's divorced. It's not normal that a pot is tied to her. While it suffices that she used it at the time. Coming on to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Beis. Amala kinsi shtachayze oy shmatza asim achayav kayav hugita einaget asyayimala ha-kiteich. The Mishnah says if one told his wife, take this loan document and give a get to her, or she can't get him behind her, behind him, and read it and realize that it's her get, she's not divorced, and she says, this is your get. Nothing the yada, but he, yishena ne'ua, kriwa, bao yogita, ena get, as shemela, loimach, ha getech. He put it in her hand while she was sleeping. She woke up and found a get in her hand. It's possible, as he says, this is your get. I say, Medes Vishis Arabim, Vazopala, Kav La Magoreshis, Kav La Yenim Goreshis, Mechsel, Mechsel, Magoreshis, Venim Goreshis. If she was standing in Vishis Arabim, and her husband threw a get to her, if it landed close to her, she's divorced close to him, she's not divorced in the middle, she has the tendency of being divorced and not divorced. The Gemara says, Amrav Yochanan, Bshimon Lazahi, Bshimon Lazahime, La'ilam, Eno Get Ashimela, Vashas Metona, Hagitech. Says in the Gemara that our Mishnah is like Shimon Lazar, because he said that it's not a get unless he tells her at the time he gives it, this is your get. Amahu Korov, what is close? Av Amar Arba Amai, Rav says within 4 Amos. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Hayerish Arba Amai. I suppose also that the Eloi, Ach Hayerish, said it is within 4 Amos. Rav b'shem Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Yonai b'pishut yadayim. Rav quoting Rav Yochanan, quoting Rav Yonai, gave her second answer, it's so that she can bend down and stretch out her hands and take it. V'taninan b'pishut yadayim, we have support from a baisa, it's so she can bend down and stretch out her hands and take it. V'abba v'yomi b'shem Rav b'pishut yadayim, and second support is Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Yemiya, quoting Rav, who also said that it, so she can bend down and stretch out her hand and take it. Mechalfa should say to Rav, Manu Omer Abba Amos, Rachu Omer Rachin. The Gemara asks that Rav seems to contradict himself. There he said 4 Amos, and here he said like this. Kan la locha, kan la maase. The answer is this is la locha, 4 Amos. But in practice, it's that she can stretch out her hands. Tani Rabbi Elazar Afilikov Lazu Milazer Uva Hakelev and Notle Inimugreshus. Elazar said from a baisa that even if it's closer to her than him, if a dog could come and take it, she's not divorced. Shmuel Bahadar de Belazar Upalik Amchuvar Bakulan Achiyit Nena Latoich Yada. Shmuel disagrees with Elazar and holds that according to the letter of the law, if it's closer to her than to him, she's divorced, but the clearest way to conduct in practice is not to permit her until he puts it in her hand. I push it yadayim b'nai levina. If it was close enough to both of them to bend down and stretch out the hands and take it, what's the law? Shimon b'abba b'shem b'yochanan, karev la מילאי מגועשס, לאי מילא, אינו מגועשס, מחסן מחסן מגועשס ואינו מגועשס. שם באבא קויטינג ביוחן said that if it's closer to her than to him, she's divorced. If it's closer to him than to her, she's not divorced. If it's in the middle, she has a stringency of being divorced and not being divorced. אבא בא רב יומיה אמר, כל הן דתנינן מגועשס ואינו מגועשס, מזוינס משלי. אבא קויטינג ביוחן said that whatever we learned, the phrase she is divorced and not divorced, he must feed her. And we come now to the next Mishnah, and that's Halacha Gimel. V'chein le'inyan, ha-kiddushin or le'inyan ha-chayv. And the same applies to kiddushin and to a debt. Amalai zoigli chayvi v'zokolai yakov l'malve zocha ha-layve. If a creditor said, throw to me the money you owe me, and it landed closer to the creditor, the bo acquired means he's exempt, even if the money was lost just after it landed. Kov l'layve ha-layve chayv mechse le'mechse shneim yachloiku. If it landed closer to the borrower, he still owes. If it landed in the middle, both of them divide, means he owes half the money. If she was standing on the roof and he threw a get to her, once it reaches the airspace above the roof, she's divorced. If he was above, means on the roof, and she was below, and he threw a get down to her, once it leaves the airspace of the roof, even if it was erased or burned in midair, she's divorced. And the Gemara says, Rish Lakish, v'shem Abba Koyin, Balbala, Adam Zochab Mitzia, b'teich Arba Amis. The Gemara says that Rish Lakish, quoting Abba Koyin, Balbala, says, a person acquires a lost article when it is within 4 Amis of him. Ma Taimer, what's the source? Hine Ra'on Yi, Achinosi Levet Hashem Zav Kikorim Mea Elef Achesev Elef Alofim Kikorim Unachoshes Abarzal in Mishkal Kiloroiv Haya Ve'etzim Vavonim Achinosi Valehim Tosef. The answer is from a Pasuk in Divayom in Divayom Aleph Perek of Beis Pasuk Yud Dalet. And behold, in my poverty I prepared for the house of Hashem 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000 talents of silver, and of copper and iron without weight because it was in abundance. And I prepared wood and stones, and you shall add to them. And the question here is, how could David give such wealth for the Beis HaMikdash and call himself poor? We have to say that he found articles within 4 amos, and without taking them in his hand, he was mukdish them. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Hoshea, asked, what was the case? If he found these articles within 4 amos himself and was mukdish them, then he's wealthy because he acquired them first. And if they're outside of his 4 amos, and meaning that he did not acquire them, can someone magdish something that doesn't belong to him? The answer to the case is that he acquired each article and he was magdish it before he found the next. And therefore he never owned enough to be called rich. There's no source for Rish Lakish's law. We can say that he picked up each mitzia, each lost article. And the second way to reject the proof is that David was rich. What is for Onyi? There's no wealth in respect to the one who said, and the world came into existence. Alternatively, for Onyi means that he fasted and was magdish the value of a king's meal to Shamayim. Hathor Rabbi Yaakov by Idi, Kremi Rish Lakish, Vatanin, Ra is a Messiah of Nafaloi, Aleha, Vavachavi Hechvig Ba, Zeshi Hechvig Ba Zachaba. Rabbi Yaakov by Idi asked Rish Lakish from a Mishnah, if one saw a lost article and fell on it, and someone else grabbed it, the one who grabbed it acquires it. And if 4 amos acquire for a person, then the first person should keep it. Hipotishle Ama Yizku Li Abba Amos, the answer is, the case is he did not say, my 4 amos should acquire for me. If he didn't want to acquire through his 4 amos, rather through falling on it, and this is not a Kenyan. The question from the Mishnah, if one fell on Peah or spread his garment on it, others may take it from him. We can answer there as well, that he did not say 4 amos should acquire for me. And we ask another question from Chiyah's Baisa, that if two were fighting over a sheaf of Shechacha,
and someone else came and grabbed it, the one who grabbed it acquired it.
Also here we say that they didn't say 4 amos should acquire for us. Says that this that she acquires through 4 amos applies to gittin, it does not apply to a gift. Rabbi Yochanan taught about a gift for a bigger chiddush, and Rish Lakish taught about a lost article for a bigger chiddush. Rabbi, she said to Rish Lakish, "Ma im metziya she'enu zeicher ba medas acher, how you zacher b'techa ba'aleis, matana she'enu zeicher ba medas acher leikol shekein." What's the chiddush of Rish Lakish that one does not acquire a lost article through another person's das, yet he acquires through 4 amos? One acquires a gift through another person's das, or the more so he acquires through 4 amos. Rabbi should say to Rabbi Yochanan, "Ma im matana shu zeicher ba medas acher ein zeicher ba b'techa ba amos metziya she'ein zeicher midas acheres ein din she'ein zeicher b'dal adamos lekol shekein." The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that one acquires a gift through another person's das, yet he does not acquire it through 4 amos, then a metziya, which one does not acquire through another person's das, all the more so he does not acquire it through daladamas. Hesiv Rabbi Zeira claim Rabbi Yasa, Baha Taninan Bahin Lein in Kedushin. So Zeira asked Rabbi Yasa what it was taught that the same applies to Kedushin, and Kedushin is like a gift. Amalei who Gitin, who Kedushin, Rabbi Yasa answered that Gitin and Kedushin are the same, the Torah does equate them. Baha Taninan Bahin Lein in Chayiv. The Gemara asks now what from the Mishnah, the Mishnah says the same applies to a debt. It should be like a gift. Amalei shekein im amalei zoikeu leyam v'yei mocholach mocholei. Rabbi Yasa answered that if he said, throw the money owed to the sea and the debt will be pardoned, it's pardoned. He said, throw it to me, means and you'll be exempt even if I don't acquire it. Ne'ata afilu korav l'loive, zocha ha'loive, v'taninan, korav l'loive ha'loive chayev. The Gemara asked, and if so, even if it's closer to the borrower should acquire and be exempt, but Amish just says if it landed closer to the borrower, he owes. The answer is, he said, throw it, and he intended it, he will not be exempt until it enters his rishus, and it still didn't enter his rishus. Amuvi Avin, Kol Elain, Mesivta, Dahava, Rabbi Zeira, Meshiv Koimi, Rabbi Yasa, Rish Lakish, Meshiv Koimi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rumakabo, Minayu, Patola, Ki Elain, Pasuaisa. Avin said all these questions that Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Yasa, Rish Lakish asked them to Rabbi Yochanan, and he gave the same answers. Rabbi Avin, B'shem Chizkiah, B'scha Lav Lashonu. And the second answer of Avin, quoting Chizkiah, said, our Mishnah discusses a borrower who threw the loan document to the lender, and it was lost. It teaches who pays the fee of the sofer to pay for a second document. The law is like Gittin. If it came close enough to the lender regarding Gittin, she's divorced, the lender was negligent for losing it and he pays. If not, the borrower was negligent and he pays.